when you structure your team, it's not just about what you need in the business, but what is going to be the best support and service for your students or clients. And so when you're making decisions on building out your team and structuring your team and who you're going to hire, you've got to ask, is this going to make a difference in supporting our students and helping them get results faster?
I'm Amy Porterfield, ex-corporate girl turned CEO of a multi-7-figure business. But it wasn't all that long ago that I lacked the confidence, the budget, and the time to focus on growing my small but mighty business. Fast forward past many failed attempts and lessons learned, and you'll see the business I have today. One that changes lives and gives me more freedom than I ever thought possible. One that used to only exist as a daydream. I created the Online Marketing Made Easy podcast to give you simple, actionable, step-by-step strategies to help you do the same. If you're an ambitious entrepreneur or one in the making who's looking to create a business that makes an impact and a life you love, you're in the right place, friend. Let's get started.
We are online marketers, which means we have unique needs. And there are so many options out there for paid media. Sometimes it's hard to figure out where should you go to reach your ideal audience. But here's the thing. Have you thought about LinkedIn ads? LinkedIn ads empowers marketers with solutions for you and your customers, and it allows you to build the right relationships and drive results and reach your customers with meaningful content. You do not want to sleep on LinkedIn ads. And here's the thing, 79% of content marketers said LinkedIn produces the best results for paid media. I hear it from so many of my peers. And I know you're doing important work. And with that, you want to make sure that the work you're doing is getting in front of the right people. And that's what LinkedIn ads will allow you to do. So let your marketing efforts connect with the right audience and get a $100 credit on your next campaign. So if you go to linkedin.com/Amy, you can get that $100 credit. So that's linkedin.com/Amy. Terms and conditions apply.
Well, hey there, friend. Welcome back to another episode of Online Marketing Made Easy. So I have some exciting news. It's exciting for me and my company, but then I thought, well, this could be of value to you as well. So I thought I would share my exciting news and then tell you why I wanted you to hear about this. So I have a new department. I created a new department in my company, and I'll tell you all about it in a moment. But I think it's so valuable when you're building your own team and structuring your own company and building out departments over time. I think it's so interesting to hear about how other people have built out their businesses, specifically online business owners who have remote teams. So just yesterday, I had the privilege of getting on a strategy call with Ramit Sethi. If you know Ramit, then you know the book, I Will Teach You to Be Rich, and also his Netflix special by the same name. And so I got to get on a call with him and we were talking about business in general. And one of the questions I asked him was, what does your team look like? Because he does incredibly well and he's constantly churning out great content and his social media is excellent. So I wanted to know what his team looked like, and he kind of broke things down for me and it was really insightful. I learned a lot. I thought about, okay, what do I do in my department? Do I want to make a shift here? And I really got to go behind the scenes with him on that. And I thought, well, I think this could be valuable for you if I broke down a little bit about what my departments look like, but specifically why I created a new department. Now, if you are a brand new entrepreneur, you might be rolling your eyes like, Amy, I am so far from building out departments inside my company. I'm a one-woman show, or I'm a one-woman show with 5-hour-a-week admin, or a one-man show that I don't have any money to hire anyone, whatever it might be. That's okay. I really do believe that my podcast, this is going to sound so funny, but a safe place for those that are just getting started and want to look ahead and learn what's possible for them, or for those of you who are in the thick of it, you've been doing this for a while, you're looking to up level and you could use the strategies right away. So whether you're a total newbie and building a team feels so far off, it's not as far off as you think, or you've been at it for a while and you're looking to restructure, then this is the episode and the podcast for you. Okay, so first, let me break down a little bit behind the scenes of what my company looks like. So I am the founder, obviously, and then I have a CEO right under me, and she's the only person I manage on the team, Jaws. I've done two episodes about having a CEO. I'll put them in the show notes if you're interested. And then under Jaws are the team of directors, and then each director manages a department, and then they have people under them. And sometimes they'll have managers that manage coordinators and all that. So there's a lot of levels, which is by design. But if you're curious, I have a operations department. So that would be things like health insurance, payroll, legal, procedures. We joke, Jess is the head of my operations department, and we have a company handbook, and I never want my company to feel like corporate. So I hate the handbook, but it's essential. I have over 20 full-time employees. We need a company handbook, but it's not my most favorite thing. But she does a beautiful job of creating it, managing it, and keeping it up. So we've got operations, and then we have marketing, of course. We have customer experience. And then in the past, I've had a content department and a community department. But recently, I had the idea to combine content and community under one department. Here's how it came about. My CEO, Jaws, used to be the director of the content department. When she worked with me at Tony Robbins, that's what she did. And so when she came over here, she picked it up like that. She was incredible. It was really hard losing her in that role, but she became my CEO. So we had a vacant spot. And for a while, we did have somebody else in the role and it just didn't work out. And so when it didn't work out, I thought, instead of hiring another director, because content development, it's a hard job to pick up, especially when the founder has been creating content for 15 years in her own voice. And then she has two people helping her. So I have two people right now in my content department. So for someone to step in and kind of lead the way, it's a little bit tricky, especially because the people in that department, one of them has been with me the longest. Jill is a senior content manager on my team, and she's been with me longer than any other employee. And so it's hard for a director to come in and just pick things up right away. And so I thought, well, what if we didn't do that? What if we combined the community department and the content department and put it under a product development department? And so I officially have a product development team or department, and is spearheaded by Sylvia, who was my director of community. She's been with me for several years now, and she is an incredible leader. And so I just knew that she could take more on, especially because she has very strong leadership skills. And I love everything about how she manages teams and projects, and her team loves her. So she has a lot of proof behind her that she's crushing it. So I thought, instead of bringing someone new into the content department, let's see if Sylvia is interested in managing content and community under one umbrella. And so that is what we've been doing for the last few months. And the reason that I wanted to address this with Sylvia and see what she thought about it was because, in my opinion, you can't talk about content without really understanding your community. And it's really hard to manage a community if you don't understand the content that they're consuming that you were putting out there. So to me, content and community really go hand in hand. And what I've noticed over the years is that our community team, they're answering questions about content. They're working with students around the content all day long. And also our content team is going to community saying, okay, what are students asking for? What are you seeing as the challenges? What are the roadblocks? Like we used to have, we still do, community members that are in the private Facebook groups reporting back on a regular basis saying, here's the challenges we see. Here's what's coming up for them. Here's where they need help. And then we would go back to content and create content to support that. So the two work really well together, or at least they should work well together. And because I have such a strong community team, they know our students better than anybody else. They know their challenges, their struggles, their frustrations. They're inside of private Facebook groups that we've created for my courses, and they've watched them through the good, bad, and ugly, and they've watched them create businesses online. Like if you were to reach out to Brittany, who is on my community team, now product development team, and said, tell me 5 students that have hit $100,000 in their digital course in the last 6 months, Brittany would be able to tell you. And I feel like that's incredible. Knowing our students at a deep level allows us to be better at what we do. And so imagine if you can get that information more easily available to the content team as they're creating the content to solve the problems and get people results. It just makes sense to me.
I know you're focused on marketing and selling your digital products, but I know many of you also have physical products, and I want to talk about Shopify. Shopify is a user-friendly commerce platform that helps you, my dear online entrepreneur, build an online store and make more sales at any stage of your business. They're the force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, Brooklinen, and millions of other businesses at every size. Let me tell you why Shopify is an online entrepreneur's dream platform. It's because it helps turn your browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout experience. In fact, it converts 36% better compared to other leading e-commerce platforms. Yeah, loving that. And I don't know about you, but as an online entrepreneur, my customer's experience, especially when it comes to checking out, is so important. Plus, not only do they support your customers, they support you as the entrepreneur. Shopify's award-winning help desk is there to support your success through every question and every step of the way. There's a reason Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/madeeasy. All lowercase. So go to shopify.com/madeeasy now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. That's shopify.com/madeeasy.
So basically, I thought if my community team could share with my content team what they know about our students, and if our content team could share with our community team what they know, why they're creating the content in the way they're creating it, and really help them understand the who, what, why of our content, then our community team could support our students even more. So again, two go hand in hand. And I probably should have said this earlier, but when I say the community team, they are the people that are in my membership every single day. So I have a membership private Facebook group called Momentum. So they're in there every day. They know our Momentum members better than anyone else on the team. And then in addition to that, when I do Digital Course Academy, they are in the private Facebook group for 10 weeks. And then if I have, let's say, a bootcamp, they are literally responsible for everything that goes on in that private Facebook group during the bootcamp. They're responsible for the level of engagement, answering all the questions, supporting our students. So they are in private Facebook groups. And they're also responsible for all the case studies and testimonials that we collect and we nurture and all of that. So those are like the two top level things that they do. And then when it comes to content, they help me create all the content that are in my courses. They help me with podcast outlines and scripts. They create all the bonus material for my programs. They do all of the content that we do for affiliate promos. They do all of my lead magnets, and the list goes on and on. So when we had an open spot in content, and after much conversation with Jaws, my CEO, and then of course, Sylvia, who runs the community department, we decided that we're going to combine them. And we're going to have our first vice president in the company. So I have the founder, me, the CEO, and then all the directors on the leadership team. But we decided to make Sylvia the vice president of product development. We elevated her position. It was time. She was ready for this. And she took on a really big responsibility, combining two of the most important departments into one. And I strongly believe that this structure is going to help our students in a much bigger way. Because at the end of the day, so let me bring this back to you. So I just made it all about me, what we're doing, what it looks like on my team, me. But I don't like to create podcasts that just tell you about me or my business. Although I think it's interesting. I love to go behind the scenes of other people's businesses. But I always want to make sure that you understand how this might apply to you, either now or down the road. And one of the things that I think is really important is when you structure your team, it's not just about what you need in the business, but what is going to be the best support and service for your students or clients. And so when you're making decisions on building out your team and structuring your team and who you're going to hire, you've got to ask, is this going to make a difference in supporting our students and helping them get results faster? Not every role you hire is going to do that, but when it comes to content and community, it absolutely should do that. And I also believe that combining community and content, I think there's going to be a lot of new ideas that are going to come from that. And I don't know about you, but I feel like most of the big ideas for courses or for big projects still come from me. Not always, but I feel like still a large number do. And that's okay. However, I think my team probably has better ideas than me, but they don't always have the time or the resources or the collaborations to do so. So I just feel as though community and content, now that they're together, they're going to come to me with some really great ideas, and I can't wait. So instead of me saying, I see a need here, or there's a gap we need to fill here, or here's what's missing with our students, that's not going to originate from me as much anymore, but definitely from the product development team, and I'm excited about that. So to wrap this up and make it about you again, when you're starting to think about hiring or restructuring, first of all, if you are a one-woman or one-man show and you don't have a lot of money, a lot of the people that you hire, whether it be part-time or full-time, they probably are going to wear a lot of hats. And that is very normal in the beginning. If you hire one person and let's say they can write content and support your community, I get that. Your business is smaller. You don't have as many students to manage yet, and you don't have as much money to hire a big team, like 20 full-time employees. Like, I get that. Believe me, I was there. So in the beginning, when you start to think about who can I hire and can they wear a few different hats, I think that's very normal. But as you get more people on your team, be careful that they're not siloed. I think we really did separate content and community for so long. I don't think it was the most natural thing for them to go over to community and say, content, to say, hey, community, tell me about this. What do you know about this? Can we collaborate? They did it a little, but now it's every day. So when you start to build up your team and have multiple people, just be careful and mindful of the silos and ask yourself, where can some natural collaboration and brainstorming and ideation happen? And you might just need to be more intentional about allowing that to happen or create a structure where that's just going to happen organically. But I feel as though I wish I would have done this years ago. That was the big mistake, because when we did it, several people from the new product development team said to me, why didn't we do this sooner? And I'm just like, oh, I thought about it before. I didn't act on it, but I'm glad I did it. Better late than never, right? So I just thought I would share that with you, take you behind the scenes, share with you a little bit what my team structure looks like and why I combined content and community, and best decision I think I've made in a long time. And I have this philosophy that I'll go first. So I made the mistake of separating content and community and not really making a natural way for them to collaborate. And so I have fixed that. So for you, instead of you having to make that mistake, when you're ready, it might be a year or two from now, but when you're ready, you'll remember this conversation and think, ooh, as I structure this department, maybe I want a product development team versus keeping those separate. Just something to think about. All right. I hope you loved this shorty episode and found it valuable. Thank you so much for hanging out with me. And if you'd be so kind, will you do me a favor and invite one of your entrepreneurial friends to come take a listen? Just grab the link to the podcast or this episode, text it or email it to a friend. I'd be forever grateful because my goal is to get out in front of as many entrepreneurs who could use this advice to build their businesses more easily, more quickly, and really just in a way that is strategic from the get-go. Thanks again for listening. I'll see you next week, same time, same place. Bye for now.